Well, looky here. Kamala Harris has another problem, aside from the hype surrounding her artificial AstroTurf campaign from the media wearing off and black people not supporting her and her being unable to finish a sentence when she sits down for an interview. Now it has been discovered that she has committed over a dozen acts of plagiarism in her 2009 book, Smart on Crime, A Career Prosecutor's Plan to Make Us Safer. That, of course, was back when the Democrat Party and Democrats actually opposed crime. Now, obviously, they endorse it and are siding with the criminals instead of those who are trying to lock them up. Christopher Rufo, who is Conservative Inc.'s favorite critical race theory expert. Now, don't get me wrong, he's done some fantastic work, but I am a critic, a media critic, a media analyst, not a conservative cheerleader, and it should be pointed out that he still refuses to capitalize the word white and still won't use the word anti-whiteism to describe the systemic anti-white racism that everybody now has been noticing. But that's a whole other story. Go read my book, The War on Conservatives. He broke this story, although he didn't discover the plagiarism. He is citing the work of Stefan Weber, a famed Austrian plagiarism hunter who has taken down politicians in the German-speaking world. And he found that Harris's book contains more than a dozen instances of plagiarism. The liberal media industrial complex is doing serious damage control, trying to downplay this. And it'll be interesting to see how big this story gets and just how defensive they get in response. The New York Times says, conservative activist seizes on passages from Harris' book. A report from Christopher Rufo says the Democratic presidential nominee copied five short passages, actually it was about a dozen, for her 2009 book on crime. A plagiarism expert said the lapses were not serious. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. This from the Clown News Network. Conservative activist accuses Harris of plagiarizing passages in co-authored book. Oh, it's just a co-authored book. Don't worry. It wasn't her. They're going to put it off on the co-author, who was really just the guy who sat down with her and recorded an interview with her over the series of several hours and then transcribed that into the book. But wait until you hear where she copied some of the passages from. The book, published in 2009, the year before Harris was elected California Attorney General, of course, because these politicians always have to publish books as excuses to go and talk about how great they are, focuses on policy, drawing from her experience prosecuting crimes, blah, blah, blah. CNN reviewed several of the passages highlighted from Rufo and found that Harris and, okay, her co-author, O.C. Hamilton, failed to properly attribute language to sources. I'll let J.D. Vance explain the most hilarious part of this story.
I saw today, actually, a story that Kamala Harris apparently copied some significant chunks of her book from Wikipedia. So if you want a president with their own ideas, vote for Donald Trump. If you want a president who copies her own ideas from Wikipedia, vote for Kamala Harris.
Do you think you have a shot at
from Wikipedia? The American people should also know that a vote for Kamala Harris is a vote for someone who hates America, hates our history, hates our customs, hates our laws, hates the Bill of Rights. Here she is yesterday on Columbus Day, a federally recognized holiday, denouncing Christopher Columbus and the early explorers and settlers and renaming the holiday in the true cultural Marxist tradition, Indigenous Peoples Day.
It is an honor, of course, to be with you this week as we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day.
We mock Indigenous Peoples Day.
As we speak truth about our nation's history. Since 1934, every October, the United States has recognized the voyage of the European explorers who first landed on the shores of the Americas.
Thank God.
But that is not the whole story. That has never been the whole story.
They tamed the savages. They brought Christianity to the continent. They put an end to the Aztecs committing human sacrifices, eating human hearts. They brought the wheel to the Americas. And as this meme illustrates, wait, you've been here for how long? But where are your roads, your wheels, your bronze? But please continue.
Those explorers ushered in a wave of devastation for tribal nations, perpetrating violence stealing land, and
conquering land, developing land, modernizing land,
spreading disease. We must not shy away from this shameful past.
It's shameful now. Too bad. As these memes illustrate, oh, look, here comes the far right. Christopher Columbus, the only immigrants liberals hate. Here's another one. Liberals very happy about the brown migrants coming, but very upset about the European white migrants of the past. And either Kamala's senior staff are trying to sabotage her campaign, or they've been drinking their own Kool-Aid, because she is scheduled to do a sit-down interview tomorrow with Fox News's Bret Baier. I don't know whose idea this was, but this is going to be fantastic. And there are rumors going around that she may actually sit down and do the Joe Rogan podcast as well. Emphasis on the may and the rumors.
There is some reporting tonight in Reuters that the Harris campaign is considering sitting down with Joe Rogan.
So is Donald Trump, actually, right?
The guy laughing is Scott Jennings, who is the only normal person who appears to be employed by CNN, other than their statistician, who is a liberal, but he still is pretty fair when it comes to the numbers.
That's a brilliant idea. Because he's a really easy interviewer, too. Joe Rogan will look at you.
I think it'd be
This woman has no idea that despite Joe Rogan's flaws, and I've covered them many times, unlike most people in this business who want to suck up to him in order to get on his podcast so they'll never say an ill word about him, this woman has no idea that Joe Rogan actually has, to his credit, been fighting against wokeness for years now.
Great. Like, you are...
Why'd you make that... What's
marvel.
Wrong with sitting down with
he
Joe Rogan?
He will serve up softball questions.
Yeah.
He'll sit on the couch with her and just be like, why? And people like my brother, who are 27 years old, and they're going to vote for Trump because they like Ben Shapiro and Joe Rogan, maybe they'll listen to Kamala Harris for the first time and that Joe Rogan is...
You have
maybe
to
sure
say,
Michael will sprout wings
on,
and fly
Scott.
Around. This audience is not going to vote for him.
Okay, as you can see, it just caused total chaos amongst the panelists there, because it would be fantastic, but I highly doubt that it's going to happen. It could, but I doubt it. Donald Trump, on the other hand, let the cat out of the bag that it looks like he will be sitting down with Joe Rogan. So Joe may have finally had a change of heart. I'm not going to play the clip again of Joe saying that he's had the chance to have him on numerous times and he doesn't want to help him. Joe maybe finally realizes what is at stake. And here is Donald Trump saying that it's pretty much a done deal.
You're doing a lot of podcasts recently. One that I would love to see you on is, I think Joe Rogan has to have you on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
Oh, sure I would.
I think Joe, like, besides us, Joe's...
I mean, I think I'm doing it, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you are going to do Joe Rogan?
Yeah, I am.
Joe Rogan's the best in the game, for sure. And I think...
Yeah.
And I think the only reason that he finally did this is because many of his peers had Trump on, and it started to look really weird that Joe is such a coward that he wouldn't sit down and have a conversation with them. The same Joe Rogan who gave a 6-minute apology, groveling for using the little N-word numerous times earlier in his career, even in the proper context, because he says that there's no context that a white person should be allowed to say that word ever, not even when describing it, not when quoting somebody. No exceptions for Joe. And the liberal media is struggling, coming to grips with the reality that many black people don't like Kamala Harris, particularly black men, who they've relied on as a core demographic voter block for generations. And one of the reasons is black men, well, let's just say they can't deal with their baby mama. They certainly don't want a woman president telling them what to do. And they also aren't down with the trans stuff.
Harris, as you have pointed out, is getting hit pretty hard on trans politics as well. I mean, there was an ad the Trump campaign started running. Listen to this.
Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners.
Surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners. Every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access.
Hell no, I don't want my taxpayer dollars going to that.
So that's a big black urban radio host, Charlamagne the God, who is having second thoughts about Kamala. Here's the rest of that campaign ad, by the way, which you have to see.
us. Hell no, I don't want my taxpayer dollars going to that.
Kamala supports transgender sex changes in jail with our money.
Kamala even supports letting biological men compete against our girls in their sports. Kamala is for they, them. President Trump is for you.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Kamala's for they, them. And guess what her new strategy is, hoping to win over the support of black male voters? No, not letting black people out of prison. That's already part of her strategy. Her new strategy is in the outreach to black men. Harris is vowing to legalize weed and protect crypto. Previously, Donald Trump had said that he was going to protect cryptocurrency because some people in the banking industry want to outlaw Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, going so far as to say that he would pardon Ross Ulbricht, who was like a hero in the Bitcoin community, who was the founder of the Silk Road website, basically the Amazon of drugs, where people would use Bitcoin to buy drugs. Essentially the world's largest drug dealer. Okay, that's how dirty politics is. You got to try to appeal to the libertarian segment of society in order to get their votes. And so Kamala Harris is now just taking another one of Donald Trump's idea to protect crypto and trying to appear as if it's her own. Also, in another pathetic attempt to try to win over the black vote, she has proposed what may be the most ridiculous and anti-white policy proposed by a politician ever. Well, I guess other than making white people pay reparations, particularly in California, which didn't even have slaves. Okay. So Harris has proposed 1 million forgivable loans, free money, to black entrepreneurs, up to $20,000. So all black people would need to do is just get a business license for $20, just fill out a form online, and then they can get free $20,000. And at this point, it sounds like Bill Clinton is even campaigning for Donald Trump. Here he is doing his duty as a Democrat, a former president, wearing the Harris Walls camouflage hat on the campaign trail, stumping for them, when he admitted this.
You had a case in Georgia not very long ago, didn't you? They made an ad about a young woman who'd been killed by an immigrant. Yeah, well, if they'd all been properly vetted, that probably wouldn't have happened.
Well, thanks, Bill, for producing what will ultimately be the next Trump campaign ad. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here. And if you're a regular viewer, please post links to my video on your social media accounts and give a call to action, as we say in the business, encouraging people to subscribe. Hopefully, we can bypass grassroots style manually the massive shadow banning that YouTube has placed on this channel. So thanks for all your support. Stay tuned, and I will see you soon.